Stay in the Know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
9 to 12, Saturday and Sunday with Reggie Philander.
In the studio with me is founder of the brand Spiva, and it's Sitle in the studio. Welcome to Radio 2000, man.
Hi, how's it?
Great stuff, man. I see your beetle on your t-shirt. You specialize in clothing. Is it a clothing brand?
Yes. So it's a clothing brand that derives its inspiration from the VW Beetle, which was my first car.
Your first car?
Is one of my cars.
Oh, the original, the Beetle.
Yes, 1978.
Nice. Do you have it here today?
Yes.
Ah, all right. Great stuff. Now, tell me, what do you do? Tell me more about your brand. So it is Spiva.
Spiva.
Spiva. Spiva. Spiva, yeah. Mm.
So it's pronounced Spiva, spelled S-P-H-I-V-A. It was founded in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
The Beetle I got from my brother, and I used to drive it as a student.
Mm.
I got a lot of requests on the road, people wanting to offer me money for the Beetle. But I became smart to say that I wouldn't want to part with the Beetle, but I would rather create a tangible product that I could exchange with anyone that had interest, you know, instead of selling my Beetle. That's what actually started the brand. So started with a few caps, t-shirts, and today I've got over 30 products.
Yeah, but I see your cap, man. Yes, it's cool, cool stuff. You see, I'm also trying this. Am I in,
With my second.
Yes, thank you. Maybe we must talk, eh?
No, no problem.
Yeah, great. I've seen that you showed me a picture earlier on with the Beetle and your whole setup. Tell me about your setup and how you do it.
Okay, so I usually set up on a space on a 3x3 with my gazebo, but because I'm a brand with a vintage and iconic Beetle.
Yes.
I do get my luck with the organizers of the market to display my Beetle to add a little bit of flavor within, you know, the market.
All right.
Beetle does add color and flavor. It attracts a lot of kids. And, I mean, old, young, people share sentiments with the Beetle and they want to take pictures alongside the Beetle, and that attracts my customers sometimes.
Wow.
And you know, it brings about interest for people to come and, you know, be curious and say, hey, what is this about? So I set up with rails, mannequins, just to display, you know, my clothing caters from 2 to 3, from kids 2 to 3.
Wow. All right, from 2 to 3 years till adults. Okay, great. You were mentioning young people. You're a young entrepreneur, as I can see. How long have you been in the business?
5 years now, since 2017.
Your message to young wannabe entrepreneurs who are struggling at the moment, what advice would you give to them just to do it?
I'll give you what I have done. I've taken a hobby and transcended a hobby into a business.
Yes.
It takes a lot of time, a lot of love, a lot of self-belief. You have to believe in what you do. It's not so easy. I mean, it's easy for someone to say believe in what you do.
Sure.
But if you show love, other people will catch on that love and they would want to support what you do. So it goes, it goes with passion. It goes with a lot of resilience as well.
All right. Now, I'm sure if you're listening right now and you would love to see some pictures of the work and especially the Beetle as well, give me your details. How do we find you on Facebook?
Facebook, it's Spiva. That's S-B-H-I-V-A. On Instagram, it's at Spiva Brand.
Spiva Brand, yeah.
So S-B-H-I-V-A-B-R-A-N-D. I'm on TikTok at Spiva. That's where I post a lot of videos of my work. How I make the stuff, my market setup, and what inspires some of the clothing. You know, we always grab inspiration from the Beetle and the different models that are in the VW brand.
Okay, I'm very interested to know that who you work with, especially when it comes to your designs, like for your cap, for instance. How do you source your merchandise?
So in terms of design, I do have a dedicated graphic designer.
Well, okay.
I also design stuff. I work with CMTs, so I buy material, I make designs, patterns, tech packs, and I send it to a CMT and they sew my stuff. So I design my stuff from scratch. I do a lot of research as well to see what's in the market and, you know, to offer something different that goes to our identity as a brand.
All right, great. Are you in malls already? Are you at store level?
Not yet.
That's your next step, I'm sure.
Yes. I mean, we've got an exposure with the box shop at Vilagazi.
Ah, nice.
That's last year. We had a stall at the box shop. But unfortunately, the box shop has been closed down. But that gave us exposure, you know, to expand into more products.
Sure.
And to be able to understand, you know, the business-to-business relationship with a store, preparing us, you know, to for the next step.
Thank you so much, Sitle. It's been a pleasure talking to you. All the best with your business. Yeah? So now next time when I see Beaver online or wherever, I know that you are the man behind the brand.
Definitely. And our products can be purchased from our website. That's
right.
Sbiva.co.za.
Sbiva.co.za. Sbiva spelled S-B-H-I-V-A.
That's correct.
Thank you, my man.
Catch the Radio 2000 podcast on radio2000.co.za.